Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I get to begin with a photography lesson. Welcome, it's Eric Erickson here this Monday morning. I hope you had a good weekend. I did. We went up and saw my in-laws and socially distanced from everyone in Carrollton with them. And now I'm back. I've even got a Boston butt on the rec tech outside, which with my big green egg, I would never do that. But what the heck? It makes it easy. And just a quick check of the radar for you guys here in Georgia, where I am. You're fairly clear of where that rain last night surprised me. I wasn't expecting it. But if you're in the Rome area, the Dalton area, up in the Dade County area, you've got rain and there's more rain going to blow through. And this is weird. It's all going from south to north. It's barely moving to the west. But in any event, if it's raining where you are, make sure your headlights are on. I want to begin with a photography lesson. Yes, I do. Have you ever seen those amazing shots of, I'm thinking of one in particular. It's a woman on a sand dune, and probably near Dubai where I grew up, and there's a full moon behind her, and it looks like she and the moon are the same size and right together. You've seen pictures like this, I'm sure. Where the moon seems so pulled in and the person seems like they're almost standing on the moon. You know the pictures I'm talking about. Those are shot with telephoto lenses. And I have, in the last several years, I've gotten into photography. My wife actually got me to take a photography class and got me a camera, in large part because I was cooking so much. She figured I needed a new hobby or we were going to get fat. So now I just take pictures of all the food that I'm cooking. But I took the class, and one of the things I learned about telephoto lenses is that it compresses the scene. So a telephoto lens pushes the people in the foreground back and pulls forward the stuff in the background. So if you have a good telephoto lens, you can stand at a distance and take a picture of someone and the moon will be behind them and it looks like they and the moon are almost touching each other. It's very cool effect with the telephoto lens. Now, a wider angle lens that is a 12, 24 millimeter, a 50 millimeter lens. The 50 millimeter tends to be what people view as what your eyeball sees. Now, when you take a picture with a 50 millimeter lens, it looks like you looking straight ahead, what you see with the perspective you see. With a 14 to 18 millimeter lens, that's a very wide lens. You can capture the whole sky. When I do astrophotography, I typically use a 16 to a 24 millimeter lens. It captures a very large swath of the sky. Everything seems very spread out, but you can capture all the stars. When you get to a 1,000 millimeter lens, a telephoto lens, a 500 millimeter lens, those lenses pull, it's like a binocular, but it pulls all the stuff that's far away very close to you. Now, why on earth would I start the show with a photography lesson? Well, there's a picture that's circulating from the Associated Press as outrage builds that Virginia Beach, Virginia, despite a shutdown order and the beaches are supposed to be closed, massive crowds filled the beach in Virginia Beach. How dare they go to the beach? This is all designed to gin up government outrage so Governor Northam cracks down on the beaches of Virginia Beach. Except there's a problem. The photos that you are seeing in the media, there's one, in fact, I just reloaded Twitter, and here's the Virginia Pilot has this picture taken at 3:42 p.m. by Virginia Pilot photographer Caitlin McEwen. It's gone viral. It's a telephoto lens. And the buildings seem very close together. And if you've ever been to Virginia Beach, you know those buildings actually are pretty spread apart. And if you actually look at the crowds of people on the beach, you will actually note that they're in clusters. They're not all large gatherings of people. They're spread out, but the telephoto lens compresses them. And it's generating media outrage. We're seeing the same sorts of things with pictures of Miami Beach. They're like, but hey, have we not paid attention to the science? You know, I say all the time that when you get new evidence about this virus, you should be able to update your understanding and beliefs. And one of the things that we now know for certain about this virus is that sunlight is a good disinfectant. Remember the president wanting people to swallow UV bulbs or however the media tried to characterize it or inject disinfectant? UV rays through the sun, the sunlight generates vitamin D. Vitamin D seems to have a positive effect on helping people build immunity to this virus. You want people outside in the sunshine. Or at least you should. It was also warm. The warmth slows the spread of the virus. The warm sunlight kills the virus. I'm not sure why there should be so much media outrage over this. Other than the Karens of the world have invaded the press corps. And they don't want to give an accurate example of what's going on. They don't want to give an accurate statement of what's going on. You know, in China, they're locking down again certain cities because the virus is spreading there. And those areas where it's spreading happen to be more moderate temperate climates. The warmer parts of South China aren't seeing the problem. Very similarly here, it turns out Florida and Georgia are doing far better than New York. And yet the media is fixated on apologizing for Andrew Cuomo and blasting Brian Kemp and in Ron DeSantis. Now, I got to tell you, I was going to start the show with the media fixation over Georgia. But I can't really start the show with that because there's another appropriate tie-in to what is going on here with the reaction to Ben Sasse. Ben Sasse is the Republican senator from Nebraska. Now, there's one thing you should note about Ben Sasse. If you will recall here, Ben Sasse was one of the Republicans who was deeply critical of the president, has been critical of the president, and some of the president's supporters decided they were going to try to oust Ben Sasse in the Republican primary in Nebraska. You notice how it didn't get a lot of media coverage there because it was a nothing burger. They failed to get a credible candidate to challenge Ben Sasse. He made it through his primary, and now the Democrats are attacking him. And why are the Democrats attacking Ben Sasse in Nebraska? Why is the Associated Press essentially whoring itself out to Democratic talking points? That's what this is. I don't mean to offend you with that language, but that's what this is. The Associated Press is prostituting itself to Democrats for their talking point stories. This is the story, the headline. This is in the Washington Post, but it's a wire feed from the Associated Press. U.S. Senator Sasse criticized for jokes in graduation speech. A joke? What? U.S. Senator Ben Sasse's attempt at humor during a speech at a Nebraska high school's online commencement, which included jokes about students' fitness and psychologists, and also blamed China for the coronavirus outbreak, drew strong criticism. The Republican senator's speech on Saturday was panned by a Fremont High School board member and his Democratic opponent in the November election. Sasse's spokesman, James Wegman, told the Omaha World Herald Sunday the senator was joking. Sasse said during the speech, 95% of all gainfully employed psychologists, and I'm serious, there are dozens of them who are gainfully employed, their job is really just to help people forget high school. If you're headed to college, do not major in psychology. That part's not a joke. Oh my gosh! Sasse, who was unshaven and wore a loosened red tie and white dress, it's a high school graduation! Also said that in life, the graduates would at times be asked to climb giant ropes. If you don't get that joke, talk to your mom and dad. Back in the day when we were a lot fitter than you people are, we used to climb ropes all the way up to the ceiling of the gym all the time. Sasse suggested the graduates would remember their senior years at their future reunions as that time when China started a big global pandemic that created the worst public health crisis in over a century and brought the economy to its knees and we had to stay home and everybody was hoarding toilet paper. Near the end of the speech, Sasse mixed in some serious encouragement for the students with another shot at China. Nobody knows exactly how we're going to beat this thing. But you know what? We're Americans. We're Nebraskans. We've got grit and we're going to beat this thing. We will bring the economy back. We're going to beat the virus. We're going to have a serious reckoning with the thugs in China who let this mess spiral out of control by lying about it. Michael Peterson, a school board member, said it was racism. It was racism. Now, Democrat Chris Janicek, he is Sasse's opponent. He was asked by the Associated Press about this. Here's what he said. Ridiculing mental health care specialists, suggesting graduates are lazy slackers, and using the platform to blame China for the pandemic we have now is beyond reprehensible. Y'all, it is increasingly clear that the Republican path to victory in November, by the way, there is terrible polling for the GOP. Let's just deal with it. You can say the polling is wrong. It's not wrong. And it's wide enough that the state level that if the election were held today, Biden would get elected president with the Electoral College. Just understand that it's not November. The president has time, and this has given him a path forward. The Republican polling for the Senate is bad. It is bad for David Perdue. It is bad for Susan Collins. It is bad for Martha McSally in Arizona. It is bad for Cory Gardner in Colorado. It is bad. If the election were held today, Joe Biden would win the presidency and the Democrats would win the Senate. That's just the truth of the matter. You can dig your head in the sand. It's not true. It's not true. The polling's wrong. No, the polling is actually right. And the polling should be our guide because we have until November. And the polling suggests that the Democrats will lose if we make it about China. And the fact that the media and the Democrats are pushing back so aggressively against Ben Sasse, blaming China for the pandemic, which is factually true, suggests the path forward for the GOP. I have seen polling, very good polling, that says, matter-of-factly, that if candidates would make 2020 about restoring American supply chain independence for food and medicine, whoever the candidate is that commits to making 2020 about restoring the American supply chain and getting us out of dependence on China for food and medicine will win the election. Any candidate who says their number one issue is going to be restoring American independence in the supply chain will win. Voters are more than 25% more likely to vote for the candidate who says that than not. It is a winning issue for Republicans because it's one Democrats in their identity politics, woke culturalism, can't bring themselves to do because it would have to get them to suggest China caused the pandemic. It would get them to suggest that depending on China for things is not good. Look at the NBA. Look at how the NBA could not bring themselves to stand up for Hong Kong. By the way, this morning in the Hong Kong legislature, or this evening there, or I guess it's tomorrow there now, in the Hong Kong legislature, the Hong Kong legislature, pro-democracy members of the Hong Kong legislature have been dragged out by communist forces today. This is a, you know, you get the Democrats to start defending China, it's a good issue for the GOP. Look at what's happened in the last couple of months. The American media screams racism when everyone points out. I mean, look at the Wuhan virus. The media in January and February was perfectly happy to refer to it as the Wuhan coronavirus. And the moment the president said that, it was racist. The American people understand. The American people do understand that we should not get our generic drugs from China. The American people understand we shouldn't rely on China for our N95 masks, for our surgical gowns, for our medicines, for our antibiotics, for our core parts of our food supply, core parts of our national security. Why are we allowing parts that ultimately wind up in American fighter jets to be made in China? This is a huge issue for the GOP. It really is. Look at the reaction to the attack on Ben Sasse, who is one of the most decent people in politics you'll ever meet. He's so decent, in fact, that he sometimes winds up disappointing people because of his decency. He's being attacked for telling high schoolers that China unleashed a global pandemic. That is a fact. It is a certain fact. It is an indisputable fact. We know the Chinese covered it up. We know the Chinese stalled telling the world while China bought up the world supply of personal protective equipment. We know that China lied about its knowledge of human-to-human spread until it was beginning to spread around the world. We know that China then bought up a bunch of equipment from other countries and wouldn't send it back unless they were paid more money. We know that China then tried to ingratiate itself with Western powers by sending tests for the coronavirus that were flawed. We know China did all of these things. We know China engaged in a cover-up. We know the virus came from China. We know China lied about that. We know Chinese officials were first willing to call it the Wuhan coronavirus, and now we're blaming the United States. We know all of these things, and yet the Democrats and their helpful friends in the media can't help but say it's racism to point it out. They can't help but say, oh, you're trying to distract from President Trump's flaws by saying the virus came from China. No, we're pointing out the truth, and they can't do it. And we know that our antibiotic supply and our generic drug manufacturing supply, most of that comes from China. The Republicans have a real in for 2020 if they make it about our energy independence and our medical supply independence and our supply chain independence from China. You know how I know that this is an issue? Apple is looking at moving parts of its supply chain manufacturing from China to India. The most expensive company on the planet, the first $1 trillion company on the planet, would not be doing that if they didn't realize there's an issue there. This is an issue the GOP can win, and it's won the Democrats because they've been held hostage by woke cultural warriors. They're incapable of running on this. The GOP needs to get its game in order and go forward with this issue and watch the Democrats and the media melt down.
I really do like his opinion on things.
Eric Erickson, the information you need and the truth you demand.
He tells it like it is.
Live every weekday.
Y'all, I need to apply if you have children with you, because I just saw this story. Oh, I will be a professional host and tone this down in case there are children with you, so you don't have to turn away. A South Korean football team is apologizing for using adult dolls to fill stands. K-League club FC Seoul said the dolls used to make stadiums look less empty had been ordered inadvertently after a misunderstanding. A professional football team in South Korea, and understand we're talking soccer here. South Korea has apologized after mannequins it used as substitute fans during a match at the weekend turned out to be, well, adult novelty dolls. The K-League club FC Seoul said the dolls, which had been dotted around the stands, currently off limits to supporters due to the coronavirus outbreak, had been ordered inadvertently after a misunderstanding. How do you misunderstand that? Was their team named the Gamecocks? I don't know. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. So yes, the stadium was filled with these dolls. No, it wasn't a South Carolina. It was South Korea. It was not football. It was soccer. Soccer, I guess. Football, I should say. Yes, that's right, friends. They filled the whole stadium with these adult mannequins. Hang on. Let's see the picture. They did. They were wearing face masks. They had their mouths open. Oh my gosh. That's right. They had to wear face masks because the adult novelty doll mannequins' mouths were open. Okay. I will blame a member of my team for Cindy. That story. Now, see, you can have conversations with your children now that you, but I toned it down enough for all of you so we can move on to, is it hot in here or is it me? Okay. When we come back, the Democrats, you know, here's another reason the Republicans need to make this an issue about China, because the Democrats are now very clearly going to make the economic downturn the president's fault. More and more Democrats are out there saying to blame the president for the economic downturn, which distracts from the fact that we're dealing with a global pandemic, and it was the Democrats who were most vocally demanding the president shut the nation down. If they're going to turn the tables on that, the GOP needs to fight aggressively, and one of the best ways to fight aggressively is to point out that the Democrats would rather blame the president than blame China for this virus coming, and the Republicans at least have truth on their side on this. It's me. Welcome. You can call in 877-97-ERIC, 877-973-7425. And you know what? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rob in Atlanta. Rob, welcome.
Hey, how are you doing, Eric?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Hey, I just saw something that I'm on this political forum online, and I see a lot of articles, and I saw something that I haven't seen addressed anywhere in the news, and I said, I better call someone who knows a whole lot more about this than me. But apparently, the DNC communications director, I don't know how to pronounce her name,
Social,
like that. She was okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But apparently, she was on Fox News, and Bill Hemmer, she was speaking to, and she said something about that the convention had to happen because they are not officially nominating Joe Biden. And I was like, what?
Yeah. I got the clip pulled up. This is bad when we can listen to it together. Hang on real quick.
I mean, there's a real possibility that the convention does not happen, or it happens in a virtual sense. Is that correct?
Well,
as of today?
First of all, our convention has to happen because we are not officially nominating Joe Biden in order to take Donald Trump. So
that's what she said. Now, let me make sure I bring my volume back down so we don't blast our eardrums when I play sound again. Okay, so this is easy to explain. She screwed it up. Joe Biden is not actually the Democrats' nominee by law until he is officially nominated at and voted for at a Democratic convention. And until that moment happens, he can't get federal matching funds. So he doesn't have the money to combat the president right now, nor does the Democratic Party. Because remember that people on their tax form can check money for federal matching funds for presidential campaigns. That money is not allowed to go to the Democrats and Joe Biden until a Democratic convention, at which time he's formally nominated and voted for. So if they don't have the convention, Biden isn't officially the nominee, and the Democrats can't officially get the federal matching funds.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure because said someone could read a whole lot more into that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it sounds like what she's saying is that even at the convention, they're not officially nominating Biden to take on Trump. But she screwed it up. But then she apparently in the last couple of weeks has been having she's been swallowing her foot wholesale several times in the last couple of weeks. But that's what it's about is yeah, maybe they need the Democrats clearly need a new spokesman.
Well, thank you, Eric.
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. Thanks very much for the phone call. 877-97-ERIC, 877-973-7425. Yeah, you know, people miss that. This is why the Trump campaign has an opportunity here. The Democrats can't get, on your federal tax form, there's a little check mark where you can contribute, I think it's $3 to a federal presidential matching fund. And what happens is that the candidates who agree to certain limits on funding, which the campaigns do, they then get money from the federal government that matches in equal amounts. And the candidates for both parties have typically relied on this taxpayer subsidy. And people don't realize it. I refuse to check the form. I don't want the federal government giving my money to political candidates. But a lot of people do. And what happens is the federal government gives money to the campaigns. And typically, like in 2004 is the best example. The Republicans dragged out their convention. And so the Democrats took the bait. And the Democrats delayed their convention. And the result was that the Democrats couldn't get the federal matching money. And George W. Bush had such a stockpile of money. John Kerry was ahead in the polls. And George W. Bush beat the snot out of him to the extent that Kerry, by the convention, had no rebound, and he didn't have the money to respond. And Bush wound up winning with over 50% of the vote. And I think the Trump campaign has got to be considering something on that. But that's what she was talking about. This is a number of people have been talking about this, and I don't know that the Democratic spokeswoman is the best and the brightest that the Democrats have, but she is where they are right now. Now, we need to talk about the economy here because this all plays into it directly. The former PIMCO CEO was on Fox, and I want to play this audio for you.
So it will get brighter in the sense it'll get bad at a slower rate. But we should not forget how bad this picture is. With the additional 3 million, Chris, that is 36 million people have signed up on jobless claims in 8 weeks. That's one quarter of our labor force. So it's an enormous shock.
So the consistent forecast from the White House is of a sharp, steep, quick downturn to be followed in a V shape by a sharp, quick rebound. Here is President Trump on that this week.
We're going to do well in the fourth quarter, and I think next year, with all of the stimulus, all of the things we've done, I think we're going to have one of the best economic years we've ever had.
Do you see a V-shaped recovery as the White House is predicting, that the economy is going to come back as quickly and as sharply as it went down?
I sure hope so, but I think it's uncertain. And it's uncertain because both the journey to next year and what next year look like are uncertain. So rather than think of letters, think of a pendulum, Chris. We were operating in a normal world as you and I defined it. We then swung all the way on the other side to a lockdown. And now we're going to swing back and forth trying to find where the new equilibrium is. So it's not going to be a neat V. It's going to be more like a series of W's, if you like. But think of a pendulum swinging. And we don't know the magnitude of the swings, and we don't know the duration of the swing or the settling point. So it really is an uncertain outlook.
Where to begin here? We don't really know what's going to happen. And the reason we don't know what's going to happen is because we don't really know the vectors of this virus. There are reports in China that certain Chinese cities are going back on lockdown because the virus has begun spreading again, which is actually really concerning. But keep this in mind. The Chinese also have shown along the way ruthless incompetence in their ability to contain the virus. So what's going to happen here? We don't know, but there are actually really good signs that the economy is starting to rebound. Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair, says it actually does look like we may see some rebound. Now, what's happening out there, though, is that a number of Democrats have decided to start making this about Donald Trump. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier with the Democrats in China. They can't bring themselves to blame China for the situation. They cannot bring themselves to note that the Chinese caused a lot of the problems. The problem, however, is that if the economy does begin to rebound, the president's going to take credit for it. And polls show, even the Reuters Ipsos poll, which is a real credible pollster, and shows Joe Biden in the lead with such a lead that it would overcome an electoral college disadvantage. But even with all of that, the polls show a majority of Americans, like 52% of Americans, believe that Donald Trump would handle a recovery better than Joe Biden. You got 52% of the country in a country as divided as we are that says the president would handle recovery better than Joe Biden. That's pretty significant. If the economy starts to rebound, the president gets credit for it. So what you're having happen right now are you're seeing more and more progressive activists and people associated with Barack Obama, by the way, start blaming the president for the economy. I saw one of the progressive activists who was affiliated with the Obama campaign this weekend tweeting out that Donald Trump wrecked the Obama-Biden economy. Notice, number one, they can't bring themselves to point out it was China that did it. They can't bring themselves to do it. That's, again, why I think the president needs to go on a blame China thing. And hey, you know what? When the media and the Democrats say, oh, the president is trying to distract from his own failures by blaming China. No, we can really say, no, it really was China. And we'll be able to separate, by the way, the meat from the pack, the meat from the pack, the truth from the lies, the real honest brokers from the liars. When members of the media stand up and say, you know, actually it was China. China did have something to do with it. We'll be able to distinguish between the honest brokers and the press. And there aren't very many, and we'll all see it, and the American people will see it as well. You know, one of the things that, just going back full circle, maybe I should not have grilling stuff on my screen. I was looking during commercial break at a wireless meat thermometer for my grill. Nonetheless, I digress. One of the things that we saw in the 80s when Ronald Reagan was president was the Soviets subsidized a vast array of enterprises within the United States, and in many cases did so surreptitiously. Take, for example, the environmentalist movement. Have you ever heard them say that environmentalists are watermelons? I've heard this phrase for years. It's fallen out of fashion in the last 10 years or so, but even as a kid, I would hear adults talk about environmentalists tend to be watermelons. They're green on the outside and they're red on the inside. They are communists on the inside. When the Soviet Union collapsed, when the Berlin Wall fell, for years, the Soviet Union, we know from records in the Soviet archives, were propping up a variety of agitator groups in the United States, including a lot of environmentalist groups that wanted to support the nuclear freeze in the United States, that wanted to shut down nuclear power plants, that wanted to increasingly disrupt capitalism in the United States. Many of those groups had been fronts for the Soviets. And when Soviet subsidy collapsed, many of them went into environmentalist groups propped up by American left-wing elite who disliked capitalism on principle. I gotta wonder how many people in the United States are on the payroll of China. I've gotta wonder how many institutions in this country are so philosophically opposed to the American ideal that they're sympathetic to China to begin with and don't actually even need subsidy from China because they're in on the game to begin with. I suspect there are more than many of us care to admit or acknowledge. And these are all issues on the campaign trail. You know, again, I mentioned polling that I saw last week that a majority of America, I should not say that, a quarter of Americans are more likely than not will vote for the candidate who believes American independence from the Chinese supply chain is job number one. And my belief is the polling is right. And my belief is Republicans in 2020 need to make that their campaign issue. And it ties into the economy as well. You know, the Democrats are sending mixed messages right now. They want to blame the president for the economy while also not allowing people out of their house. It almost does look political, doesn't it? I said last week, in fact, I got all sorts of heat last week for pointing out that there are a whole lot of Democrats who make it sound like they want to keep you sheltered in place until Joe Biden becomes president. And now more and more people are saying it. Last week I was getting blown up, and this week everybody's saying it. Because it's true. They understand if the economy rebounds, given the Reuters-Ipsos polling. And by the way, this polling is consistent with Gallup. Reuters-Ipsos did the most polling on it. That's why I want them to have the credit. But Gallup and CNN and others are all showing the same thing, that the president, even voters who don't necessarily like the president, are more willing to say he would do a better job if the economy begins rebounding, steering a rebound. That's why the Democrats can't have an economic rebound. They've got to keep the economy crushed. They've got to keep you in your house, despite what the science now says. I mean, you've got people, for Pete's sakes, it is warming up. We know that vitamin D produced by your body through direct exposure to the sun is actually a good thing to keep the virus at bay and to boost your immune system. And the Democrats want you in your house away from the sun. The Democrats do not want you outside in the fresh air. For how many thousands of years have we determined that fresh air is a good thing for your health? And how the difference? No. You got to stay inside. You can't go outside and get fresh air and sunshine. That'd be bad. Why? Because they don't want you to get outside and have the economy start growing again. It's really bad where we went from last year, the Democrats were trying to talk down the economy, to this year, the economy is ruined for China, and you're not allowed to say it. You're a racist if you point out that China is the cause of it. You got to blame the president. That's all the Democrats will allow us, blame the president, which is a bunch of nonsense. And yet that's what they want. we're going to have to deal with this issue. And I got to tell you, I think the Republicans have a path forward on this, but they better take it and take it quick. And when the media reacts and there's backlash from the press and the Democrats that this is racism by blaming China, the GOP is going to have the American people on their side, because the American people, you poll them, they understand intuitively that China caused this. So if the GOP spends their entire campaign season on getting away from Chinese dependence and pointing out that the Democrats and the media will not accept criticism of China, not only does it undermine the public's trust in the media, which is at an all-time low to begin with, but it also truly separates the Republicans from the Democrats on a very core issue that we need to separate from the Democrats on.
Well-connected and well-respected, it's Eric Erickson, live every weekday.
Look, when the state legislature reconvenes, you're going to want to make sure you have texted Army to 33777, because there are going to be some fights on our hands over hate crimes legislation, tax increases, and a bunch of other stuff. Thankfully, we've got Jeff Duncan and Brian Kemp to stand up to the speaker, but we're going to need to stand up as conservative activists, and I want to make it as easy for you as possible. But the way you do it is you text Army to 33777. Now, I want to go back to the phones. Let's see. Who am I going to go to next? I'm going to go to Gene calling from Macon. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I didn't see you in church yesterday. I assume you watched the sermon.
Yeah, you know, we actually watched it this morning.
Oh, good. What I was calling about is I look at Kelly Loeffler's advertisements on TV, and I like her, and I think she's voted in the right, done all the right votes and everything. But she is emphasizing her generosity, the fact that she uses her plane for public purposes, that she gives her salary to charities as well as other private contributions, and she can do that whether she's a senator or not. And somebody needs to give her a heads up and say, you know, that's not going to ring the right bells.
I'm glad you said that. I have seen one of the more recent ads, and in fact, I thought it was a good media thing for her that she used her plane to bring those people home, but dragging it into an ad campaign makes it look opportunistic. And I'm still a believer in private charity as opposed to bragging about it. And also, I don't know that it's really a way to distinguish, because the Collins campaign as an easy response to this, that Doug Collins gives to charity as well, but he's not going to brag about it and use it as a campaign opportunity. And her campaign just seems off the rails, and I wish her the best. I've gotten to know her. I like her, but her campaign doesn't seem like it knows how to run a campaign for Senate, and they need to find some way to distinguish her other than that. So, yeah, I agree with you, and I suspect, I know that people from her campaign listen to this, so maybe they will be able to find it and realize that she's got some problems. One of the things that I think the Loeffler campaign needs to do, thanks, Gene, for the phone call. I'm ready to start seeing people back in church. One of the things that I think the Loeffler campaign needs to do is to have a real sit down on who she is and then let her be that person. And my continued disappointment and dissatisfaction with that campaign has everything to do with the fact that they seem to be protecting the candidate more than they should. Now, you know, I've mentioned this before. I know a campaign consultant who was running a race in the Pacific Northwest, and their candidate was a bumbling idiot. Now, be careful here. I'm not calling Loeffler a bumbling idiot at all. I'm just using this as an example. Their candidate was actually a bumbling idiot, but they knew the other side wasn't really aligned ideologically with their votes. So they filmed a series of ads for their candidate and then sent him to Hawaii. He was very wealthy. He could go to Hawaii. He had a condo in Hawaii, and he stayed there. He didn't debate. He didn't appear on the campaign trail. They did volunteer door-to-door walking. They did ads. He called into radio programs, and he won. And they kept him off the campaign trail. because they knew the other side wasn't great and they knew how to distinguish, and they knew that their candidate had certain flaws and that they needed to overcome. Loeffler's flaws are not that she's a bumbling idiot. Loeffler's flaws are that she is super wicked smart. And in being super wicked smart, Loeffler, and also being a billionaire or a multimillionaire at least, she may not necessarily connect with the common folk. I have heard more than one person say, if she was picked to relate to women in suburban Atlanta, how are suburban soccer moms going to relate to a multimillionaire woman who married another multimillionaire and flies on a private plane? And I, honestly, it's rather rude in phraseology, but it's also on point. I think there's a way forward, though, for Loeffler. If I were the Loeffler campaign, I would get her out on the campaign trail. And I realize we are in a time of coronavirus, but she can make a big deal that she's not afraid. The economy's reopened. It's time to get out there. And it is time to see people. She supported Brian Kemp in reopening. She can do so responsibly. But there are ways for her to do it. Doug Collins, I think it's very striking. Every sign I've seen of Doug Collins's has been in someone's yard, and every sign I've seen for Kelly Loeffler has been in a right-of-way. And, you know, signs don't matter. So where I am, I've seen a number. In fact, the local sheriff has a re-election. He's got several billboards up. Billboards, they make the candidate feel good because the candidate can see themselves in the billboard, but billboards really aren't that great of a way to campaign because they're a waste of money. Everybody sees them, but they get used to them and they drive by. Seeing a sign in someone's yard is more impactful. Seeing a sign in someone's yard is more meaningful because that's a vote. Seeing a sign on a right-of-way like a billboard really doesn't matter, but seeing a sign in someone's yard, that's a voter who lives there. And it has impact with your neighbors to see them. And Loeffler's campaign needs to figure that out. They need to figure out a way to get her out there, and they need to figure out a defining message for her. And I don't know that they've done that yet. And Collins, of course, has one because he's been there for a while and people know him.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.